thank you, thank you for the day that you've given to us. Appreciate so very, very much the friendship, the fellowship we enjoy. Thank you for this evening, the opportunity and the blessing, the privilege we have of assembly again to give you worship and praise. We pray from our time together that we'll be strengthened in faith and be drawn closer to you and to one another. We pray that we will present ourselves before you rightly. And in all things, we pray you receive glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. First song this evening, number 578. Sing all four stanzas. 578.
Bread alone, But man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Your garments did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. You should know in your heart that a man, as a man chases his son, so the Lord, your God, chastens you. Therefore you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks and water, of fountains and springs that flow out of valleys and hills, and a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig leaves and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, out of whose hills you can dig copper.
We'll finish that chapter in just another few minutes. Always like that phrase. You've noticed the phrase, where your garments do not wear out? I don't know why I find that unusual. I have a 40-year-old shirt.
Let me tell you about that.
Number 604.
Him has your worldly pleasures, your silver and your gold. You may pile up all the riches that this whole world can hold, but I'd rather have my Savior and with him firmly stand, for I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land. I want to be ready to meet him by and by. I want to be ready to meet him in the sky. Oh, I want to be more like him and do his blessed command, for I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land. There is a thing of salvation from the fall. I am heir to wealth and glory. My Father owns it all. That's why I'm shouting, happy young man, for I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land. I want to be ready to meet him by and by. I want to be ready to meet him in the sky. Oh, I want to be more like him and do his blessed command, for I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land.
And in the song before we observe our communion service this evening, numbers 464. 464. Following this song, those who are unable to assemble this morning, observe the Lord's Supper, will have that opportunity this evening. Just remain seated where you are, and then the one who is officiating at the table will serve you where you're seated. Just when he gets close by, just kind of signal with your hand up. Number 464, first and last.
God said his son, they called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon, an empty grave
someone asked me to lead last Sunday afternoon at our area-wide singing. I had to learn it real quickly. It was just up the scale, and not only the letter, because it was just up the scale and down the scale. So I said, okay. But it's just, the first part was just do, re, mi, and then it's do, re, mi, fa, mi, re, do, just up and down the scale. So I could learn this song rather quickly. But let's try it again. I just decided to. Number 680. Jesse Aaron, do you sing this song? Were you 10? All right, jump in when you can then. Let me do a pitch on this.
I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. Yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When the Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Lord, I give you all the glory for all you've given me. You have filled my life until I overflow. All I have is yours to use in any way you choose. You are Lord of all, so how can I say no? I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. Yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When the Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. If I never knew the fullness of living in your will, I would never know how rich my life could be. Lord, my willingness to serve is the legion you deserve for the blessing you have showered over me. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. Yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When the Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes.
Number 421. And after this song, we have our second scripture reading. Chris, I usually call on you. I'll not forsake that again. But you're going to finish the chapter, Deuteronomy 8, 10 through 20.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on each face, and I know they feel the presence of the Lord.
Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God. Failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and your flocks grow large, and your silver and your gold increase, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful wilderness, that thirsty and waterless land with venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of a hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the wilderness, something your ancestors had never known, to humble and test you so that in the end it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, my power, my strength, and my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors that is as it is today. If you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and worship and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you will be surely destroyed, like the nations the Lord destroyed before you. So you will be destroyed for not obeying the Lord your God. Let's go ahead and follow in prayer. Our dear loving Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for this opportunity we have to assemble here tonight in Jesus' name. And Lord, it is our intention here tonight to continue to raise you up in praise and glory, to lift our voices up before you, and just praise you for the mighty God that you are. And Lord, we are so very thankful for your plan of salvation, that Jesus was willing to come down and take our sins upon him so that we will not have sin. Lord, again, that is the only way it could have been done. We know that we fall short many times a day. We're just so very blessed that we've had the gospel shared with us and that we've obeyed it. Lord, it is our prayer that as we continue to go through this service, that our hearts and our minds continue to be focused on you, worshiping you, and giving you praise in all that we do. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Two other songs. First, number 860. 860. Better get a song in that I guess you know.
Where
yourselves, beware. Don't forget me and don't go after other gods. You know, I'm the one that gave you that ability to get wealth and gain. If you do go, and then the warning at the very end of the text, the chapter, that if you do go after other gods, you can expect destruction to grand habitation. The last song this evening, number 523. 523.
I know the Lord will find a way.